Welcome to another edition of Crossfire. I'm Madeline Burke, joined by a couple of Giants legends, two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks, Super Bowl champion Howard Cross. Guys, let's jump right into it. The Giants play the Saints this week. And one question is, what is the best way to defeat this Saints team? Is it important to control the time of possession in this game?
I think, you know, controlling time possession is great. I think that's something that's, you know, old school when you used to run the ball every down, finding a way to, you know, grind it out. But if you don't score, Drew Brees comes back and puts points on the board. So the best way for the Giants to beat the Saints is just remember this. Drew Brees is a little man. Get your hands up. You get your hands up, you clog those passing lanes. That will stop Drew Brees more than half of his passes.
In theory, it makes sense, Howard. But last year, and we hope this is not the case again, it was who had the ball last because it was a shootout. It looked like a basketball game because the Giants defense could not stop anyone. Again, I'm going to stay on this theme until it kind of manifests itself into something good, but there was a significant investment in upgrading the personnel on defense. It's time for them to show it because you can't get in shootouts with a guy like Drew Brees and his head coach. Well, they'll just throw the ball all over the lot. You got to get them off the field, and I think you got to do more than put your hands up.
Well, you're going to have to, I'm telling you, put your hands up. I've watched teams play him for years. It's the same thing. He's a little guy behind the things. He's throwing the ball all over the field. Put your hands up. Cloud those passing lanes. He cannot throw any underneath. He can't throw any underneath passes.
If it were that easy.
No underneath passes.
If it were that easy.
Well, you guys were both part of the 1990 Super Bowl team, perhaps the best ball control team in Giants history. So we'll see if this team emulates that in week two.